1. Lacey. Lacey, no! Selena screamed. You can't shoot! She's your mother! The gun slipped from my fingers and clattered to the floor. It barely slid an inch along the tiles before the man picked it up and aimed it at me. A great ball of hysterical laughter bubbled up my throat and let itself loose into the room. The three of them, Selena, my aunt who'd raised me and loved me like her own, the man who was still unidentified, and the woman who was apparently my mother, all stared at me with wide eyes. Tears welled and blurred my vision, but that didn't lessen the turmoil swirling inside me, building itself up in my head until I was sure I'd crack. I walked right over and pressed my forehead to the gun. Selena and my mother both gasped. The barrel dug into my forehead, but I relished the bruising pain. I pushed harder, aching for it. Anything to distract from the realer pain that this woman, standing across the island counter with a gun trained on my aunt, was the mother I'd lost when I was just a child. Hardly the fairy tale reunion I'd once dreamed of. Go on, I hissed to the man. Do it. No, Selena screamed. April, stop this. April. The name sent a shockwave through me. That was her name. I'd all but forgotten. Around the gun barrel, I eyed the man. His gaze was hard, full of irritation. Pissed you off, didn't I? I laughed. Such a big, burly guy, and yet I had you. It took a bomb drop like my long-lost mother returning for you to get the upper hand. What kind of thug for hire are you, anyway?
You've got a smart mouth, girlie,
he gritted out.
Watch it.
I raised an eyebrow. Yeah? Or what? You gonna shoot me? Selena's squeak of terror reminded me I was poking a bear. His patience snapped. He took a step forward, forcing me back. The crack of a gunshot echoed through the deathly silent room. Drywall exploded to my right. I flinched away, ducking and covering my head on instinct, little pieces of plaster flying across the kitchen as the bullet entered the wall. Selena's screams filled my ears, almost as loud as the bullet leaving the gun.
What the hell?
The man yelled, recovering quicker than I did.
You crazy bitch, that nearly hit me.
April's voice was low and calm. Next time, I won't miss. Get that gun off my daughter. I glanced between the two of them and laughed again. Fuck. I was seriously cracking up. This was all too much. It's fake, I choked out. I pointed to the gun now hanging limply from the man's hand. Movie prop. So good luck shooting anyone with it. He trained it on me again.
Let's test the theory, shall we?
I rolled my eyes and focused on April. Where did you find this one? He's not big on the smarts, is he? I could have sworn the corner of her lip turned up. Whatever. I wasn't doing this for her entertainment. I was pushing my luck. I knew it. The gun might have been fake, but this was still a full-grown man. He could hurt me in other ways. Hell, we were in a kitchen, and Angelique's favorite set of knives was displayed on the countertop behind Selena. It would only take moments for this guy to waltz around the island counter and pluck one from the holder. Or for him to storm across the room and hurl me into a wall. He probably had 100 pounds on me. But I couldn't seem to stop. I had no control, and I was desperate to take some of it back.
Lower the gun, George, April said.
I snorted. George? Shouldn't you be working at a bank or something with that sort of name? George glanced over at April and then tossed the gun onto the floor with a grunt of annoyance.
What now then? We just gonna stand here all day?